It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eh, maybe. Maybe.
Could be sending Gator out to the Coliseum for the 11 o'clock kick between USC and Michigan State. That game September 20th announced today as an 11 o'clock kick. All right, so here's an interesting quote from Alex Anzalone regarding the Detroit Lions, who are questioning the coordinator hires. This is after the game yesterday. He said, and this is the quote, after week one, well, whoever's saying that is not highly intelligent. This isn't a situation where anybody's panicking. It's just we're on the road. We got our asses beat, and we got to move on. So that is from Alex Anzalone. Take it for what it's worth. Aiden Hutchinson, after the game story, the Birchie Kid did on our website, 971theticket.com. Here's Hutch's perspective, big picture on the Lions season. We're going to get it cooking. We're going to find a way, that's for sure. We got a good history of responding, and we got another divisional next week. So I think it's going to be good for us. There's a lot of expectation this year. Come in, lose like that. I'm sure people will be really down on us. And that's where we thrive, when everybody doesn't believe in us anymore. I'm sure everyone's going to be talking, but I think what we do really well is when the adversity hits, we put blinders on and we go. So, look, players know what's going to be said, and the players are still bought in. You know, the coordinator hires, it's fair for the jury to be out, okay? I'm not mad at anybody. And you know, had they won 56-0, I wouldn't have been preparing gold jackets for Morton and Shepard yet either. There are just days where...
I would have. If you beat that team 56-0, I would have. Yeah, all about it, yeah.
It's not your day. It wasn't their day. These seasons are long. It's still a really good roster. We can't forget that. They have some things that need to get shored up, but I have faith. If you think about what is your number one issue, and everybody's answer might be different. Mine was, coming into the season, questions about the interior of the offensive line. The good news is Hank Fraley considered a good football coach, Scott?
Yes. Okay. Very much so.
Yep. So, you know, I'm confident that a good football coach who's proven himself over the course of time can help this group along, help make them better. Champ and Chubbalt's coming in. Carl at work says, Champ, Isaac Tesla for his first NFL catch being one of the most physically impressive catches I've ever seen. Chump the entire Lions offensive and defensive lines. Horrid performance from top to bottom. They better improve really fast or this could get ugly quickly. Champ Aiden Childs for saving the weekend. Chump Karsh and Anderson for Lions offensive greatness proclamation during training camp.
Well, I would say this, and you've pointed this out, that the first 3 weeks of last year, their point totals were 20, 16, and 20.
Through 60 minutes, yes. They got an extra touchdown the Rams game in overtime.
Okay.
Well, those were the three lowest.
I'll give it to them. I'll give them 26. 20 and 16.
Well, now it no longer applies.
I don't. For what I have to say, it will. They scored 26, 20, and 16 the first 3 weeks of last year. And as you mentioned, one of those had to go to overtime to get you to 26. They still ended up scoring 33 points per game. Even a 26 is well below, that's a touchdown below what their average was last year. And that was through the first 3 weeks. I don't expect that they're going to have that same type of 3 week span to start the season this season. So, yeah, if you want to say that their offense is done after 1 week, do it at your own peril. Look what happened last year, and you're still going to say that? Okay. I still think that the weapons haven't changed. They're still there. Quarterback is still good. I think the offensive line needs some tweaking, needs to figure things out, and once they do, it should be the same well-oiled machine offensively. I'm not that concerned about it. There is a concern if it's more than just, oh, I messed up, I should have gone right instead of what was going for the linebacker, and instead I should have paid more attention to the defensive tackle. You know, if it's more than that, then that could be a problem. But all indications at this point don't point to that.
Let's go to Jake on a cell. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. I have a champ and chump for you guys.
Let's hear it.
The champ is Tesla for that amazing catch. That's going to go down as a catch of the year for sure. And the chump would be the entire Tigers pitching staff minus Scooble. They were horrible this weekend. And in regards to the Lions, like, it's the first game, guys. Relax, man. Like, things are gonna settle down. Trust the process. We lost our OC. We lost our DC. We're a new team now. We're gonna get this together. I have no worries. It's week one. Would you rather this happen in week eight, week nine? I'd rather it happen in week one. That way we could figure it out and, you know, work on what we need to work on, like you said, the offensive line.
Well, there's an NFC championship team that played for the NFC championship that played a game like this in like week eight, week nine, back in 2023. The Lions got absolutely smoked by the Baltimore Ravens. 33, that was week seven, actually. They lost 38-6. That team went on to play for the NFC championship. And right. You know, that doesn't mean the formula is to get smoked at some point, but you know, there's reason not to give up on the season already. That was concerning. Oh, no. There's no doubt that sucked, but
That loss was horrible. I mean, but like I said, it's the first game. Trust the process. I have no worries. We're still gonna win the division. I have no worries about that. It's just everyone's overreacting. Calm down. It's the first game.
Well, I had worries about them winning the division before the season started. And they certainly don't. I don't feel better about it now. Hey, by the way, today's football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with, week two, coming up, Lions in Chicago. Starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Champ Scooble, Chump Brad Holmes for not adding to the D line with a close second to Dan Campbell and his "we're good." Boy,
it gets ramped up.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that happened there. One, you had the Jamison Williams signing. And then if you're watching on the crawl on Red Zone, at least the immediate following that was Lions unable to get a deal done with Aiden Hutchinson before the season began. And then the other thing was that Za'Darius Smith signed a 1-year deal to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's a $4.5 million deal with incentives could take it up to close to $9 million.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's the other thing. And fans will look at the Eagles, say that's the Super Bowl champs, defending Super Bowl champs, still adding. They're not saying they're good, despite the great defense that they have. They added Za'Darius Smith to it. And the Lions said, the other opposite of that, we're good. So, again, you go back to why did the Lions say we're good? Why did the Lions not want Za'Darius Smith and the Eagles are good with it? Is it the money? I don't know if it's the money. It now screams to me they just did not want Za'Darius Smith on board. And I don't know the reason why. Other than they've already gone through it and they don't think he's the fit.
I would say so. Albanian Martin is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Martin.
My boy, it's been a minute.
Yeah, so I just need to explain, because we haven't heard from you in a while and we might have new listeners. Why are we calling him Albanian Martin? Because there's a Chaldean Martin that calls as well, and you guys sound very similar. So
they used to think the Lions would always lose.
Yes. Yes.
And I'd always say the Lions were going
to
win.
Yeah, it kind of was that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and we expect you to call in last week with a prediction. We didn't get one.
I know, man. I swear, so busy at work, brother. And you still haven't came to see me, Gator. What's up with that?
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's easy, bro. Martin's cuts. Come see your boy.
Okay.
But you know why I called you? Big prediction, my boy. I said I was going to say 15-1, but after losing yesterday, man, that was terrible, bro.
You can say 15-2.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I was going to say 16-1. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Now it's 15-2.
All right.
Listen to this, bro. My champ was Hutch for coming back after that injury, getting double teamed and can't do nothing, man. Nobody else could do anything. You know what I mean? And he still tried, right?
Yeah.
And Trump, those ESPN, everybody besides Rex Ryan, man, they're on like this bandwagon of the Packers and Parsons like I've never seen in my life. When, hello, you guys have been the biggest scrubs for 2 years, 3 years. You guys couldn't win nothing. We won 8 straight divisional games. I get it. New offensive coordinator, boys, and defense. But, like, come on, man. We knew the offense had the line was going to have a problem. So was the D-line. You know what I mean? They didn't do nothing to adjust, guys. You know?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter what's happened in the past. What matters is what's going on now. And
100%.
So I see why they're impressed with. Now, as far as Parsons is concerned, I don't think Parsons had any impact on the outcome of the game.
No.
He's a useful piece, and I expect he's. But I also still will hold on to my prediction, no matter how bad it looks today, they might rue the day that they did what they did.
Rue.
It's for sure the first game, but, dog, it's a division game. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if this is going to be like this the next 3-4 weeks where Goff got no time to throw and that D-line can't gives the other opponent's quarterback all the time in the world to throw, we're in trouble, man.
There's no question. You know what I mean? If they play like this again, if this is who they are,
that's not a playoff
team. It's terrible. But I don't think they went from being a 15-2 team to this. I mean, I just don't think it makes a ton of sense. But people are worried, understandably so. It feels like Sunday can't come around fast enough.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.